Hey there, all you Heshers out there. It's your buddy Cranksy back with yet another installment of the world's best internet radio show about sample bass tracked music worth listening to. It's
Sample Spectrum
007. That's right. Put on your battle vest and dive into the pit. It's time to get up off your ass and do the toxic waltz. For this time, we're stage diving right into the mosh pit of tracked metal. Let's face it. Much of the demo and music scene is like the festivals and radio stations of the world, populated by happy, melodic, and catchy music for the masses. There's no shortage of techno, jazz, funk, and blippy fun music out there in the scene. And a small band of metalheads weren't content with that. They were determined to take their love of emerging computer technologies and affordable, well, hell, free, home music production, and make the kind of music they loved and needed to fully express their distaste for the sort of mainstream scene music. An idea that is very close to my heart. As someone who was a metalhead from the tender age of 10, I struggled with my love of tracked music and the constant flow of happy-go-lucky scene music that dominated the landscape. While I have come full circle and lovingly embraced most of this, there was a time where I also was bored to tears with what was popular in the scene, much like popular music in the commercial realm. So when I discovered a group of determined, like-minded people who were pushing the envelope of tracked music using homemade guitar samples and whatever else they could get their hands on, I was super stoked. See, metal music in mod formats has a checkered past. Many of us will recall stumbling onto early cover versions of Metallica songs that floated around for forever. They were neat in the fact that you could hear your favorite tunes on your computer, but the samples were horribly cheesy. Only vaguely guitar-like in timbre, they left a lot of room for improvement. Getting convincing guitar sounds without multi-sampling octaves and longer loops meant doing so in the early days given file size consideration was basically not achievable. Fast forward to 1997 or so and later, and things started to turn around. People's bandwidth and storage capacity increased, as well as hardware and software allowing for higher qualities. You started to see a shift in the quality of these metal offerings, and more started to figure out how to get more convincing sounds and started creating a ton of their own. This led to some interesting dichotomies, and the people made this music to share with the world, but did so proudly making a lot of the samples themselves, and were very protective of them, and rightly so. Songs were littered with platitudes of, "Don't use my samples without permission," or, "You're a friggin' lamer if you rip these samples." That said, there was plenty of sharing between known members of these scenes, so a lot of commonalities existed in the sounds that many of these musicians created with. By the later years, many of these samples and song sizes started to bloat to the point that they were on par or sometimes bigger than a standard quality MP3 file. And I think that's when you saw tracked metal start to drop off in popularity. But for a while, it ran strong and hot. There were outliers in the scene, but well-organized for a while, mostly centered around the group RED, R-E-D, which stood for Regal Embryo Dismemberment. Lovely. They released several music discs that can be found on the scene.org Hornet Mirror, not on the main scene.org archive. Look under the mirror/Hornet. That led way to a series of tracked aggression music discs as well, which in later iterations were increasingly bloated in size and contained simple interfaces in which to play the songs instead of just being zipped up collections of modules. Many of these discs and authors chose to produce cover songs of well-known or loved metal tunes from bands like Testament, Arch Enemy, Bolt Thrower, and of course Metallica, and many others. But what I'm focusing on here is the original works, from around the period of 1996 to 2003 or so. If you enjoy any of this, I highly suggest you search out these music discs and check them out. I tried to get a good cross-section of different metal styles, and I've only just scratched the surface focusing on a tiny fraction of the tracked metal scene. It is something I was aware of and paying attention to at the time, but had lost touch with at some point as I moved on to other interests. Not realizing how much it thrived for quite a while in scene time, and I really wanted to share this little-known part of the tracking scene with you all. If you don't enjoy metal in its vast forms, you'll probably hate this. You should go listen to some EDM or something, and save yourself the ear-lashing. We don't have time for anyone who isn't true cult, because the rivers run red with the blood of posers. Up first, we have a tune by a heavyweight in the metal tracking scene, known just as much for his spot-on covers, and maybe even more so by his guitar samples that just about every up-and-comer had used at some point. He's likely named after the Creator song by the same name. It's an 8-channel, 414-kilobyte Fast Tracker XM from 1996 called Snail Hunt by Betrayer. And moshing on in next is a much more insane and fast tune, bordering on tech death with almost black metal tremolo-picked riffs It's a 1.1 megabyte Impulse Tracker 2.16 module, which is a full registered pro version of Impulse Tracker. I had to look that one up. So at 17 channels in 1998, here's Trust or to Lie by Corpse. In just 335 kilobytes and 14 channels of Impulse Tracker 2.13.IT module, we're treated to classic chugging riffage that is just going to get you windmilling so hard that you spill your beer. It's Deformity by Galahad in 1997. This is the part where you put on your bullet belts, corpse paint, and gather up your invisible oranges. It's time for some raw, old-school, early second-wave black metal. As lo-fi and raw as anything released on proper labels at the time. We get hit with a proper slab of Icy Mirth. It's a 1.9 megabyte Fasttracker 2.xm, and the first tier to feature vocals. Here's Journey to the Netherworld by Cadaver. Cadaver would go on to re-record this song with higher quality samples and vocals in the tracked aggression music disc called Exhumed, where musicians redid their older works in higher quality or techniques. This version was just so raw and visceral, it had to be the one included. He goes on to mention that he played a version of this song in a band at the time, a two-piece black metal band called Nurgle. Which is interesting because the now infamous lead singer of Behemoth is named Nurgle. Spelled the same. Not saying that there's any correlation, just a fun tidbit of info. Coming in next from the Tracked Aggression 2 music disc, a healthy dose of crossover thrash that easily could have come from DRI at the time. It's a 495 kilobyte Impulse Tracker 2.16 module again, in just 8 channels. It's thrash, or Be Thrashed by Frizzle Fried. I have a feeling Frizzle Fried took his name from the Primus album called Frizzle Fry. It's a pretty safe bet. Jumping back over to frozen landscapes, waiting to be rescued from a Scandinavian forest after a photo shoot, it's some atmospheric black metal stylings and just 426 kilobytes and 10 channels of Fast Tracker 2 module. It's Metrotron by Stormcrow. Up next, if I could just mention one little thing, the slight downside of this tune is it's an example of the limited usefulness of some guitar samples over multiple octaves. But all is forgiven with some of the tasty riffs delivered within this tune. Another track from Tracked Aggression 2 music discs in 1.4 megabytes and 10 channels via Fast Tracker 2, it's Sadness by Ade. We'll be right back. Another prolific and talented tracker and sampler in the scene at the time was from the U.S. is Zach Orin, or just known as Zach O. While he has done a fair number of great covers during his stint in the tracked metal scene, I think this showcases his abilities well and brings in a fun funk metal element not found elsewhere in the scene. Reminiscent of Infectious Grooves or even Blind Illusion, which a few might note that is the first band of the bass player Les Claypool of Primus. It's pretty easy to link Zach O as being heavily influenced by these bands as he name drops Primus in the message text of this song, talking about how he was commissioned to create a slew of Primus-inspired tunes for the N64 game Twisted Edge Snowboard. We'll have to go back and look at that one and check it out now, huh? Anyways, here's 724 kilobytes and 18 channels of Impulse Tracker 2.15 module. It's discombobbled by Zach O. Up next is an example of the many directions metal has shot off to in the last 30 or so years. It's a bit more of a melodic, almost symphonic metal tune, with a lot of melancholic melody and lingering moroseness to almost border on Finnish doom if it was just a bit slower. Clocking in at 606 kilobytes, Impulse Tracker 2.16, and 20 channels from 1998, included in the Tracked Aggression 4 music disc, here's The Haunted Palace by Kiero. If the last track could be called symphonic metal, then this is flipping it back to the even darker side. More atmospheric but symphonic black metal. Once again featuring vocals, it's as ice cold and blasphemous as my own heart. At 1.75 megabytes, 14 channels of Fasttracker 2XM, from the Track Digression 5 music disc, it's called Beholding the Torment of Christ by Scarf. Don't think everything is just strings, keyboards, and corpse paint up in here. We have a disgusting, gory pile of metal up your ass right here. Also from Track Digression 5, a quick grindcore piece to satisfy you pungent stenchers out there. So bang your carcass around to this 548 12-channel Fasttracker 2.xm. It's a gem of a tune called Blood Dread Maw by Hybrido. If you weren't completely on board by now, maybe this next one will be your anthem. A hearty battle cry for metal with a scream-along refrain that can melt even the coldest of hearts and have all banging their fists to the skies in glory. Coming to you from Tracked Aggression 7 Music Disc, a 15-channel Impulse Tracker 2.17 module, I'm guessing Mod Plug Tracker, and a sizable 2.6 megabytes. It's Freedom, Metal, and Might by Agent M of the Agents of Metal. Do you have a fear of the dark? Are you ready to up the irons? Don't wait until 2 minutes to midnight to jam along this galloping gem of a tune. As the author notes in the message text, he was highly influenced by Iron Maiden on this one. From 2001, the biggest tune we're featuring here, coming in at 3.9 megabytes, 42 channels of ImpulseTracker.it module, it's Blood Against Fire by Tarantula. I had one more Tarantula tune that I was gonna include at the end here, but as usual, I mismanaged my time, and I don't have enough to play it. So, I'll leave you with a little snippet of some of the crap that I was trying to make back in 1996, so you can go ahead and laugh at that. But, before I get out of here, You've been listening to Sample Central number 007, the metal episode. So greets to everybody again. Arachnet, thank you so much for all the awesome words and the inspiration to keep doing this. So until then, horns up. This is Cranksy from Sample Central saying, check you later, Heshers. Just about everybody up,
Sample Central.